My eyes went to this, you get to a Friday night game on the road, Coach, and close losses are frustrating, but close games, they can be beneficial for both teams. You got one against Albany. You ended up on the losing end by 5 points, 52-47. Kind of tell me about the road trip for the boys over to Albany on Friday. What cost you in the end?
Yeah, that was a frustrating loss for us. We come out and jumped out. I think we were up probably 17-1 or 2, and looked like things were rolling, and we were gonna take off and win that game easily. And boom, before we know it, we had our two leading scorers with three fouls about halfway through the first quarter. So the difference in the game, looking at down quarter by quarter, was the second quarter. We won every quarter except the second, and that was whenever those kids were on the bench. So just kind of got a little bit unlucky on some calls, I feel like, and how how that went down, where some guys had to sit out, and that was kind of the difference in the game. But we got to learn to play through that type of stuff and be better if we have one or two guys off the bench, come in that were good enough to play. I think it was just a little bit of unsure of what we needed to do. So I do feel like 98 times out of 100, I think we win that game. It just that night it was intense and the crowd was into it, and we were unable to finish the game out.
Well, you had a three-game winning streak coming in, so the winning streak ends, and as you called it, a frustrating loss to Albany. I have to sit on that for the weekend and have a practice today. Pattonsburg is going to come in, and they got a lot of same athletes that they did when I saw them at your tournament in January. That's a team that can really put the ball in the hoop, and they can get up and down, as you like to play that way too. So, yeah, if both teams are running at full capacity tomorrow night, it ought to be a very entertaining game.
It should be. I've watched them on film, and you're right. They like to get up and down the court just like we do. So it's hopefully we can handle the ball and take care of it. And defensively, of course, we need to know where Eddings is on the court. He's always a lot of stuff goes through him, and so we need to do a good job of recognizing whenever he's in our area who's going to cover him.
The boys, obviously, for Gilman City play football with Pattonsburg, so they're Panthers in the fall. Long story short, the boys on Gilman City know the boys at Pattonsburg very well. They probably know their tendencies. They know this and that. When there's that much knowledge between the guys on the floor, Coach, what do games like that are expected to be close, what did it come down to in your mind that decide wins and losses when you got a lot of familiarity?
I think with the boys, historically in the past here, Pattonsburg's, kind of had our number, and I feel like that name recognition for them in the past has kind of meant a little bit of something, but I do believe that some of the boys, our leaders in Landon Preston and then boys, that they're kind of getting over that now and realizing that, hey, we can go out and we can beat this team, or we can beat any team on any given night. So, he's really rising to the occasion and have, limited minutes with foul trouble the other day. He put in 25 points, against Albany. So I would like to see what he could have done in a full game. But I really feel like him rising to the occasion and leading this team, I think that's the answer for us beating Pattonsburg.
It's not a district do or die sort of ball game, but you are 3-3. You had that good three-game winning streak going into the Albany game, which was a tough loss. This feels to me like you throw the rivalry in there and the fact it's at your place and you're trying to kind of get that Albany taste out of your mouth a little bit. It feels like a bigger-than-usual Tuesday game for the Hawks.
It is, and any time there's, like you said, with the boys playing football together, and they know each other and they're friends and all that, but when it comes down to it on the court, they all want to win. So it should be a great atmosphere tomorrow night in the gym here in the dome, and the crowd's going to be loud on both sides, I know, and it's going to be a fun one to coach.
It is at your place tomorrow night, right, Coach?
That's correct.
Okay. You said the dome, and I thought Pattonsburg, so I just...
Sorry about that. I guess you'd say that more the arch here, but
it's the arch, it's the dome. It's all one and the same. They're both kind of similar buildings, aren't they?
Yeah, they're loud and fun environment when everybody's rocking.
They are that for sure. Pattonsburg boys 3-3. I should say the Gilman City boys are 3-3. They will host Pattonsburg at back end of a girls boys doubleheader tomorrow night at 7:30. Before I let you go, Coach, Union Star. We didn't even talk about that one. It looked like kind of a. Yeah, victory where you came out probably against Union Star team, struggled with numbers a little bit, but you won convincingly, 51-20. How did it go last Tuesday?
It went pretty well, and it's kind of the same deal as with the girls and with I think 15 boys on the roster there. We were able to get everybody in. We jumped up 19-0 in the first quarter and was rolling pretty easily. So we were able to get some guys some good playing time and work on the things we need to get better at. So, Union Star, you know, they're like same thing. They had 7 boys out, I believe. So they were struggling a little bit with numbers, and you kind of hated to beat them while they were down. They were, they're kind of recovering there. So it was a good night to get some bench players in and learn their roles and kind of plan for the future.
It's head coach Tony Gregg at Gilman City. As always, coach, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Tom.